Do you watch Shogun now, Devin?
Nigga, I'm the one who put you on it. What is this?
My bad.
What is this? I'm not caught up, but I'm so far behind. They're so, it's crazy. So I like watched a bunch of that. Then I fell behind on Grey's. I fell behind on 911. I got caught up on 911 because the characters are gay now, which I texted the group about. That Juwan, I don't know how you caught that shit. That shit came out of nowhere.
Let me tell you, they've been doing ever since Book and Eddie became friends. They have been teasing it. Now I don't know if they have been doing it on purpose, but
there's no way.
It's been it's been like niggas, y'all need to start kissing. Like y'all just need to start kissing because
Eddie ain't gay though.
Let me go get my cup.
Right, Eddie's not Eddie's not gay. But shit, Buck wasn't gay until now.
I'm not a homophobe, you know, that's Raven. But it was just like, I just thought that was like when you met Buck, this nigga was like a whore, like fucking all these girls. And then all of a sudden now, I want to fuck my best friend. Like, that just seemed weird to me.
You could definitely see that they were kind of leading to it more so on Buck's side, especially with his like failed relationships with women. That, you know, maybe he wanted to try something new, and it was just so happens that when this guy, you know, they took the opportunity, and this guy kissed him, he kissed him back. We'll see in the next episode, because like that's his date, so that's pretty much his boyfriend. So we will see how.
Oh yeah, because they made up. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they made up. So that's his boyfriend now. So we'll see how
they buried him on the date. That was crazy.
Yeah. we're gonna go get some pussy.
Oh, like, nigga, you on a whole date. Like, come on, man. Right. Oh, man. That shit crazy. Welcome to Edit That Out, where we always leave it. I'm your host, Devin, and with me, as always, are my two favorite co-hosts. Let's start with the backbone of the pod, the superstar of this network, the light-skinned wonder herself, Jamel. How are you doing on this wonderful Monday?
I'm actually doing quite well. Won't even lie to you. I had a wonderful weekend of doing nothing, and yeah, other than that, no, everybody's been great. We've been happy. I'm in a good place. How are you, Devin?
I'm glad you asked. I did not think you'd ask me. I'm doing terribly. Juwan, how are you doing on this wonderful Monday?
I am mighty fine. I am mighty fine.
You
don't
give a fuck. You okay.
No, I actually do give a fuck. Okay. I'm saying I'm fine, but I want him to expound on what's going on. Because do we have to fight somebody?
No, it's been 5 years since my team was in the playoffs, and it looks like it's going to be a quick exit up out of there. So we are getting our asses magic handed to us currently right now. So that's all I want to say about that. But we have a special guest here tonight. So let's not hang our heads. Let's uplift it, because it's my best friend, Jamel's better half. Trey, how are you doing on this wonderful Monday? Oh, no, we can't hear you. You're muted.
You're on mute, buddy.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right. What's up, y'all? Life is good. It's playoff season. Let's get it.
Right. I see you are going in Bulls gear.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Are you upset about how your Bulls performed in the
playoffs? Hell no, because we'd have to play the Celtics right now. I don't want none of that.
Mm-mm. Okay, right on. Are you out on Billy Donovan as a coach?
I can't take him or leave him.
Excuse me. I would not let you disrespect the greatest coach that my school has ever had, but go ahead.
He could go back to your school, and I'd be fine with that. Fact of the matter is, I don't see us getting a coach who's going to lift us significantly higher than he has up to this point.
Is it his fault, or, and this is maybe
no,
just me
no,
talking.
It is Jerry Reinsdorf's fault.
Okay.
It has been Jerry Reinsdorf's fault for a long time. Mm-hmm. He brought guard packs in and let them fuck shit up after Derrick Rose blew his knee out, and pretty much gave us the opportunity to just tank without tanking. by
and then you traded away two first round picks.
Moving up one draft spot to trade away Jimmy Butler and picks for Lauri Markkanen, who's no longer on the team.
But a star now. He finally did hit as a star. Just not.
He was a star before. He was a star when he was with us.
He had those highs, and then he went down when y'all got rid of him to Cleveland, right? Was it Cleveland?
Minnesota.
Okay, yeah. He had a down year, and now he's back up. He's back up again.
Yeah, but then he went to Philly.
First round picks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he went to Philly and did just fine with Embiid, and they were looking like, you know, a solid conference finals team. And then they traded him for Tobias Harris, which never made sense. So Jimmy's been getting disrespected pretty much his whole career. So I'm glad that Spo is giving him his just due. I just need him healthy. Because it's Jimmy's season, as far as I'm concerned. That's what the playoffs are to me.
Because I don't like the Heat.
It's Jimmy season.
Did Juwan just black his camera out when y'all started talking about sports?
Of course.
No, can you see me on...
That is hilarious.
The top part?
No, nigga, it is a black screen.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you couldn't see me at all because I got two computers running because...
Can't hide the wealth.
Oh, he turned the lights on finally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I didn't know you couldn't see me. I didn't know you... Okay, that's odd because how about... What do you see... Never mind, I ain't gonna even miss.
We're looking at your TV. I see Baby Yoda.
And I see Shogun.
Right.
So you only see so you don't see me at all.
No.
Interesting.
I thought y'all.
That's a good scene in Shogun.
Let's start with that since Selena's not here. What have we been watching on the part of what are we here for? And I'm going to start with Jamel so she can lead us off with this Shogun.
You know what? Like you said, we're already talking about it. Let's just Shogun, a Japanese Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Ned Stark's journey, if he wasn't dumb. I love this show. This show is amazing. This is a spectacular show. Everything
Thoughts
about
on having
Scorpion
to read everything.
Is the greatest.
You said what? I didn't hear you.
Scorpion is the greatest. Hiroyuki Sanada, he's the greatest. Like everything he's in, like he's one of those actors that's just like, oh, this is probably gonna be good because he's in it. You know what I mean? Like he's just kind of one of those actors, and I really, really like it. I don't care about subtitles. I'll read.
So
I read all the subtitles when they were speaking Valyrian.
Yeah, but that was only like.
As did you.
Yeah, but it was short.
Oh, good lord! Reading is fundamental. Okay, the show is spectacular.
It is.
Yeah, I'm all, are you all, I know Devin's not caught up, so we can't talk too much about it, but
you can talk about,
y'all
you can
should
go.
Be watching this show.
I will talk about it later. I love the show. Again, Hiroki Sanada, he is an incredible actor. I believe he first came on my radar. I know I saw him in things before then, but I think he really came on my radar a little short-lived first season Sci-Fi network show called Helix, where he was kind of like the main star of that. So, and I've been kind of, you know, following and watching his, you know, career, seeing him and things, you know, since that show. But I was, when this show first started, I was a little on the fence. You know, I was kind of like not necessarily a harsh critic, but you know, I was kind of, it didn't catch me in the first episode. And I think it took maybe about three or four episodes for it to really catch me. And so when I got in, as far as reading everything, Devin, do you watch it in dub or are you watching the original Japanese?
Oh, the dub is horrible. Oh God.
Really? You think so? I mean, by the nature of the thing of how I have to watch TV sometimes, I have to watch the dub.
You gotta see the emphasis on how they're saying this because like Yabushige half the time, and I don't know if like the subtitles are going to portray that accurately because Yabushige, listen, I know he's the little finger of the group, and I know that you're absolutely not supposed to trust him. I don't, but he's fucking hilarious.
He is hilarious.
I just watch it on whatever Hulu tells me to.
Well, the way they do the dub is pretty interesting, at least in the first eight episodes, where whenever not Tom Hardy is around when he's not around, they are they're speaking English. I mean, there is dubbed in English, but when he is around and no and the characters are not talking to him, they're speaking in it's in the original Japanese. And then I like, so I kind of like it. I'm kind of maybe Jamel missing a lot of nuances in, within that. I'll probably end up when I have more time watching again the original Japanese and only him and old girl, I figure her name is speaking English, and I might get a little bit more
nuance. Mariko. Trey and I are all in, bro.
Yeah, I love it.
And every time y'all try to record on Tuesday nights, we're just like, okay, because that's Shogun Day.
That is Shogun
Day. That's Shogun Day. So we're very, very excited that we're recording tonight because tomorrow night is Shogun's finale.
And I probably won't even be able to watch it tomorrow because I have something to do tomorrow. So that's why we need to record tonight as well. But
more
Devin,
rich people shit.
Kind of. But Devin, what are your thoughts on Shogun real quick?
I was hesitant to watch it because of the reading thing. And I got into it. I'm like, damn, it's interesting. We got the white savior and the angry, like...
I didn't really like that aspect of it either.
Right. I was kind of confused about the way they sailed and like how they got to that place, and then like I was kind of intrigued by like that by the religion and them trying to like take over the world type shit. So my interest is what we call peaked. So
cool. Well,
what episode are you on?
4.
Oh yeah, you were in for
4.
You
in for a while. All right, cool. Yeah, no, Trey turned me onto this show.
Nigga, I turned you onto this show. I'm never going to get credit for
that.
I do want to interject something for a brief second because we do have another special guest that has just joined us right now for another little segment. If we can, like, back to sports for a minute, we have my lovely wife, Selena, here to give us the lowdown on how we were doing white slavery and some of these women the other night.
Oh, my God.
Yay! This is what I've been
Hi, Selena.
For.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
Devin,
you're muted.
Devin tripping.
Devin's flirting right now. Okay, it's fine. We did want to also discuss a little bit about the NCAA Women's Championship because we haven't really been able to talk about it. You know, it's been what, like 3 weeks. So yeah, we wanted to definitely have you and Trey back about that. I watched it. Terrible. And I thought it was great. However, I will say the men's one was boring as.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the men's. I think
I pulled my laptup out. I'm pretty sure. Like, you said what?
I think we watched BMF instead of the men's tournament. Men's thing.
I have not started that.
You don't need to.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I'm just.
Don't
I'm
do it to yourself.
That is a foul.
Speaking of fouls. Let's get right into it. I have been waiting for this encounter with you two because we need to bow at the altar of my white savior, Caitlin Clark, because she took all those losers to the finals and went up against what y'all didn't tell me was the fucking Amazons. I didn't know that she would have to fight Wonder Woman and all her. I'm like, who is this tall, Brienne looking? Mexican that they got on this team. I was like, get her.
They went all the way to Brazil and got her. They went all the way to Brazil and got her.
They sure did.
Yeah. But she's been in the United States for over 8 years.
I'm a fan of Cardoza?
Cardoza, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers.
She is
out of Chicago Sky.
I would love to climb that tree.
Chicago Sky, thank you very much.
Also, the Bayou Beauty. Chicago Sky. Right.
Oh, that's right. Her and Angel Reese.
Yeah, they got
Chicago Sky.
I would
Sky.
Like to say the first match, the rematch of LSU versus Iowa, Caitlin got that thug Angel Reese up out of there. And so I was really excited about
that.
Oh,
my goodness.
They got her up
such
and
a
out
troll.
Of the, I'm just saying, I was like, get this thug from out of here. She's always fouling. And I appreciate it then. We went on to my other white boo, Caitlin Beckers, is it?
Paige Beckers. Paige, how are you going to have a boo and you don't even know her name? Yeah, just right, like right. A ninja.
Hey, I am a feminist. Exactly. I am learning women's college basketball now at the time. But she loves black people, and she has a game.
I will say, Devin, I have to interject. I will say, you would have never watched women's basketball a year ago. Absolutely. Looking at you now, discussing it and excited to discuss it, I got to give you your props, bro.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Look, these white women are saving basketball.
I don't.
So we go back to, then we go to that game. Which
saving
the,
basketball.
Absolutely. The most televised Final Four game.
It was a wild one.
In women's history, is it what, or even ESPN history? Was it ESPN history?
I will anyway. Say, you're right. People watched.
It was more watched.
It was. It did get the ratings for and the draft and everything else.
They did the men's.
It broke the record. Tournament.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thanks to my white booze, and then thank God the refs knew that the fix was in because they called a phantom moving screen that saved our asses to get us to the championship game. Praise God.
Oh us.
Oh yeah, I'm a full Iowa Hawkeye. Well, excuse me, Indiana Fever now. Excuse me, Indiana Fever. That's my team.
Are you gonna get a jersey?
Absolutely. I will not try it on like Kev on stage, but I am an Indiana Fever fan. I would never do something like that. But yes, we are headed to Indianapolis, and I'm excited. I did watch the draft. Juwan did as well.
He did. You know,
yes, yeah, I did. These women looked amazing. There was a couple choices. I thought, wow, that was a choice.
You still have that shit to say about Angel Reese. She looked spectacular.
She looked. It was like the bodyguard, Whitney Houston.
She's beautiful.
I know that.
Yes.
Movie. I've seen that movie.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah, the draft was great. And now Caitlin is in the WNBA, and we're about to start soon. So I want to get you guys' thoughts on my boo carrying those losers on her back to the championship game, and y'all trying to set me up because I didn't know that she was gonna have to fight all of Wonder Woman's island. So I mean,
she didn't even make it to Wonder Woman's island because Raven Johnson had her shut down,
clamped on her.
Look, first off, even Michael Jordan failed. Just want to put that out there, just letting y'all know the Pistons put out Michael Jordan. And this was just her Michael Jordan, her Pistons run. But
never
she
lost in
not,
the final. Michael Jordan never lost in the final. Stop that.
Never. No.
Yeah, stop but it. Michael
stop.
Jordan.
I was about to
say. Stop. And she lost
stop.
Twice in the final.
You could talk. You could talk about the Magic losing in the final
twice
if you want to do that
in the finals.
We could talk about people losing in the finals if we want to go there. But don't put Michael Jeffrey Jordan's name in losing with
she
the final.
She is the MJ of women's college.
No,
sports.
She's not because she lost in the final.
That's college.
I lost in the final. Sorry.
I mean, can we
gotta execute when the lights are brightest to be the GOAT. It's that simple. Point blank period.
She dropped 18 in the first quarter.
And then what? And then what? Then I'm going
to get tired.
That really right. That thank you, Jamel. Somebody knows sports in here. Then that beautiful. I don't know what she would. I don't know what
wasn't
she
really
is.
Excuses don't either.
This mixed girl kept missing layups under the basket. I'm like, geez.
She did.
I don't know. I'm like, she can't make every shot. Even if she did, she still would have lost.
Yes, she can.
She had a girl.
She actually can.
But you know, she actually can. So many bricks that were just unforced. She was just like, oh, I'm going to toss it from half court because I have range. And
yeah, she's going to be like Charles Barkley. She'd be like the greatest player to not win.
Oh, wow. Wow.
First off, there you go. I'm not gonna shit on Charles Barkley, but I will say you need help, and she didn't have the help. The tallest person on her team was like 5'11" or some shit like that when she was.
But
going
they got to the
trees.
Final twice. They got to a final twice.
Yeah, because she carried them on her back.
That means she doesn't need to be in the final.
Bye. Goodbye.
I don't understand. Where all this hate is coming from.
Yes,
she is changing the sport as we know it.
And that's great.
Girl,
but guess
bye.
What? Guess what she's not changing? Her record in the finals.
Yeah.
Look, players lose. Like, there's no perfect people. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Like,
But there are GOATs who have a perfect record in the final.
Okay, well, the second best player that people a lot say is the GOAT
has lost
like five times in the finals.
And that's why he's second best. Let's talk about it.
I mean, who's better? So who's better than Caitlin Clark?
Nobody.
Okay, then. That's all I'm saying.
But no, she's nobody to not win.
Jamel, were you watching women college sports before Caitlin? You knew of Caitlin Clark?
She's not watching men's sports before Caitlin Clark.
She knows about the stats now.
But I will say, I don't know the stats, but I will say Trey would have it on and I'd watch it with him.
Awesome.
I may not know people, but.
Juwan, were you watching women college sports before Caitlin Clark?
No, I was not.
You don't want to ask us though, right?
Yeah, because.
Right.
I'd love to Phoenix to see Tarazi play.
I absolutely would. I paid top dollar to see Tarazi play when she came to Washington. Look, I paid top dollar to see the Aces play when they came to DC. Like, yes.
In fact, I have to be in DC first week in June, and I think that the Mystics have a game against one of the
I'll probably
I'm gonna. I'm just waiting to get my itinerary so I can figure out can I go to this game.
Absolutely, I'm definitely going when they play Chicago. Definitely.
Yeah, I might have to fly out on that one.
Definitely going.
I want 100%. To see Chicago and Indiana though.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna be an ESPN game for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
That's without question. I want Candace Parker to go back.
Can we not talk about how none of the casuals on this podcast would be watching women's college basketball if it wasn't for that white queen of Caitlin Clark?
Oh, girl, stop.
I'm just saying. I didn't care
Do you ever get tired of doing this shit?
I'm just saying. You ever get tired? I know who Diana Taurasi is. Of course not. I never get tired. I love this white girl. Look, I'm a fan of Angel Reese and
Cardoso.
Flojo? Did you say Flojo?
Yeah, her.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Flojo.
You just showed your age, though, right there. I ain't gonna lie. You showed your age.
Whatever her name is. The Cardoza girl. I'm a huge fan of hers. I don't know anything about this tall, slender white woman that went second, but I am curious to learn about her. Is Cameron?
Oh, Brink? She's going to be nice. She's dead nice. And she is Steph Curry's god sister.
Okay. But I am a huge Paige Bueckers fan. She's an ally of the Blacks. So I'm a fan of hers as well.
I can't believe you like her because of that.
Right. Hey, look, I support my Black queen. Yeah. Jamel.
You just didn't want her to beat Iowa.
He picks and chooses, like, but he does.
I there's no Black queen that I don't support.
I'll put it like this: the way he
I got a question. Hey, peanut gallery. Do I love Black women?
Nope. That was a no. That was a no.
I heard a no.
That was a white woman that said that. That don't count.
Oh.
See,
hell are you asking her?
We don't care about your opinions, white oppressor.
Oh my god.
She fucks Blacks and has Black kids though, so she's good.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, is that too much?
That was 43 minutes and 9 seconds.
You don't like
you gotta get the timestamp to edit that shit out.
And on that note, I'm gonna
edit that out.
Wait a minute. One. Darling wife. Are Mississippi State University, are those games televised?
Hold on, let me mute so I can actually hear you.
I said
mute.
He muted on purpose.
I said are Mississippi State University games televised?
It depends on where you are.
Mississippi State games televised?
Yes, a Mississippi State games televised.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah, it really depends on who they're playing. If they're playing South Carolina.
I just want to see Anita Howard. That's all I care. I just want to see Anita Howard.
Oh.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
you know, is that's allowed, right? That I can
You sound like me when Skylar Diggins was playing. Like, I hate Notre Dame, but I watch them games.
All right.
And I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Well, thank you very much, darling, for joining us briefly for the our women's basketball segment.
I just have one final question before she goes.
Go ahead.
Nice.
So before you go, I understand that Dawn Staley is a great coach. I've heard a lot about her since then.
But
thank you, best friend. Are we not going to – I need you to acknowledge the fact of how great Caitlin's run before you leave.
So Darla, speaking you are of released. Beef, guys, I tell you what,
nothing.
Beef, since everybody wants to talk about beef, nice little segue.
That's okay. I get it.
There's been a lot of hip-hop.
We're going to do this in WWE season, too.
Hippity-hippity-hop.
All rap
beef happening. Now, granted, we did already talk about Kendrick and Drake. We already talked about that. Another good reason why we really also wanted to have Trey on, not because y'all keep asking for him. Drake is a very huge J. Cole fan. And he had, he had a very, 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 very good opinion on that. We're not even going to get into the Chris Brown Quavo shit right now, but as far as J. Cole and, you know, 7 Minute Drill came out, and then I'm sure y'all know he apologized.
Within 48 hours.
Yes.
Apologized faster than the Puffy settled.
Trey has a...
That's hilarious.
Very, very good take about this, and I really wanted him to share this.
This is why you don't listen to thoughtful niggas like that. They think too much. I told y'all about listening to these rappers who think they know shit and want to talk about like stuff other than drugs. If you rap about drugs, you can do beefs properly. That's all I'm saying. You don't see Future backing down.
So I've never in my near 40 years of life seen this much overwhelming support for mental health and mental health awareness in the space of hip hop. It's something I never thought I would see. I'm very glad to see it. I think Styles P had a very insightful take on it, basically stating that his frequencies were all fucked up by this because the dog in him is wondering why this shit's happening and feels like part of the whole culture died in that moment. But then the other side of him is really proud of the fact that he took back his personal space and did not allow the noise to infiltrate his journey toward finding inner peace. And that was meaningful. I also like what Carmelo Anthony said about his journey toward finding peace, which is that he clearly had not found that yet, because when you are at peace, nothing will disturb that. It doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter what distractions come about, it doesn't matter what tries to knock you off your square. If you are at peace, nothing is bothering that. So he clearly was not there yet. He was struggling to get there. You could hear it all in his voice, even on the track. He did not want to do that track. He was gassed up by his voice. He had people in his ear jawing at him, poking at him like, yo, fuck you gonna do, dog? So he went in the booth and did it and basically channeled his inner Jay-Z and tried to remake Takeover to very little avail, but whatever. I think he did the right thing by him. I think if he truly is, you know, the nice guy that everybody in the industry claims him to be. I remember when Nicki Minaj went on her Pillhead Rage and, you know, a couple days later, she tweeted some shit out about how she and Cole had like a 2-3 hour conversation and he was one of the greatest people that she had ever met. And that, you know, despite all of the negativity and the bullshit and whatever, the favoritisms and taking sides and whatever. He was able to just kind of like filter through all of that and talk to her about who she was as a person and what she wanted to be. She clearly didn't listen to any of that shit, but that's another story for another day. But I think there is consistency among the beliefs, the interpretations, his reputation really in hip hop is pretty universal for being an outstanding person. So if anything is going to disrupt that and take him out of that element, it was probably for the best that he did that. And I want mental health awareness to continue. I want others who may be struggling with it to find their place of peace and not be disrupted by it. I want them to have the audacity to know when enough is enough and withdraw for their own sake. I think that was the best thing that he could have done for himself, and he set a very good example for others in that regard.
You know what, Trey? That was very, very well said. And I agree with about 99% of it.
The 1%? I got the 1% for you, though.
Yeah.
The 1%?
Mm-hmm.
It's fuck all of that shit. This is a rap battle. Are you fucking kidding me?
Let's go.
That is that shit I do not like. I don't like none of this shit at all for hip hop. None of it has no place in this space that is hip hop. Let's go first of all to the fact that he's been on a 5-year run of jumping from feature to feature, track to track. Artist to artist.
I'm the best.
Establishing himself as the best. I'm the best at this and you not fucking with me. One of the best things that happened to me that week that Kendrick dropped like that was the My Delete Later album, mixtape, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Because when I heard that I'm Ready beat, I shed a fucking tear.
I fucking love that shit. That the shit was hard as fuck.
Fan of me. Oh my God, I lit the fuck up. I know every word to that shit. I love that. And how did that song start?
Devin Cameron's on that song, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't know who Cameron is.
How did that song
start? Oh, good God.
He said, I promise you, I put my stamp of authenticity. There's nobody on this fucking planet who can fuck with me. I swear to God. I felt all of that energy. I was like, let's go! Like, this was my nigga. This was the horse I was backing in this race. And I knew I was not going to lose. Thank God I didn't put nothing on FanDuel for this nigga. Like, my God. I was so ready to go. I was so hyped. Oh. And like, oh. Like, even like as mid as 7-Minute Drill was, in theory, it was supposed to be. He said this is a warning shot. It wasn't. He said this is a warning shot. This is a warning shot. This was really the first round or two of a heavyweight fight where the niggas are sizing each other up, throwing jabs here and there, squaring off, really just playing chess, trying to figure each other out. That's what Mike Delete Later was. That's what
like that was. Just chill out.
That's what he's like. I don't want to actually have to do this to you because you my nigga, but don't fuck with me because I'm the best. And I was ready for that. I was like, that's all I needed for right now. Because all this is no pun intended, the warm up. That's what it was.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
So, I assume you're a big J. Cole fan. So, does this remove him from this?
Everything. Everything. Get out of my way. I don't want to hear the fall off. I don't want to hear none of that shit right now. I'm going to listen to the fall off. I'm probably going to enjoy it, but I don't want to hear it right now. I do not want to hear it right now. I don't want to hear it. Like, I've been listening to playlists, and he comes up, I skip that shit. Because you know what? It's going to be bars of him talking about how dope he is. And he's clearly proved that he doesn't even want to be dope. Here's what made the shit worse to me. In the apology, he said, I am going to just stick my chin out and take whatever hits come to me.
Yeah, that was wild.
Get the fuck out of my face. Are you kidding me? Are you on drugs? Is this the KOD album? Like, what is this?
It's not whatever Chris is smoking.
What? Oh my God, man. Like, he took so much energy out of me as it pertains to hip hop in general. Like, I have declared the whole culture is dead after that shit.
Oh, there's
no coming back from that for him. No.
Well,
because his career, is going to be fine. He's still got stands. He's still got people that's going to fill his seats. They're going to go to Dreamville. They're going to go to all his shows. They're going to buy merch. They're going to listen to his albums. All of that shit is going to still hold. His legacy is fucked. It's a wrap.
I agree.
It is a wrap. I totally agree for his legacy.
You know what? I'm really proud of that bitch ass nigga for prioritizing his mental health above trying to get his.
I'm about to be like Ray J. Fuck that nigga. Get him on the phone. I'll smack the shit out that nigga. That's how I'm feeling right now. That's how I'm feeling. Like, he did way more than let Nas down. He let hip hop down.
Exactly. So yeah, okay. I'm with you. I'm with you. Because I don't want to hear. Like,
nah, man. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to hear. Like, let me tell you, John P's Caddy is one of my top. One of my top five fucking songs. I can't even listen to that anymore. It makes me fucking sad to hear that song now because of what J. Cole did. Now I understand why he did it, and I'm proud of why he did it, but. Is no place for it in this fucking.
None.
There's no place for it here at all. You should stand on business, as the kids say.
10 toes down.
If you was gonna apologize, okay, you know what? I was tripping, dog. You know, hey, we gonna keep it hip hop. It's all good. We can apologize on the back of the ears. Nigga, you ain't gotta tell us. You ain't gotta apologize to us.
No, just don't go at all. Don't drop anything if you feeling soft, like any kind of softness to this shit. Whatsoever.
Right.
Do not stick your neck out and establish yourself as the greatest anything, because that is the industry that you're in. It's complete competition. As soon as you say, I'm the best, somebody coming for your fucking neck, and you got to prove that shit. And you got to stand on it, and you got to hold that shit down. And he did the absolute total fucking opposite. So it taints so many things in his catalog. I think there are plenty of redeemable qualities to his catalog. I'm not done with him forever. I'm just done with him for right now. I don't want to hear that nigga right now. I really don't. Like, all it's going to do is make me sad. And like, I have no good words for what he did to the rap battle scene. None.
Well, you could have been like me and never be starting with that nigga. But I will say one who has handled it is my homie, Drake, because he has dropped his nuts on the table twice. And these niggas ain't got nothing but just nursery school disses about him being a white boy. To get at him because he's the GOAT. He is.
Now, you know that shit was funny.
We know who's the GOAT.
The rest of this shit is all pity pat. Like, at all anywhere on my bingo card that an R&B nigga had the hardest diss track of 2020.
Nigga. I have listened to
Chris Brown has entered the chat.
Hold on. Well, yeah, before Chris Brown, I had a tweet about Cole. I said that when he did that shit, he established himself as an all-time elite regular season rapper because he's not built for the playoffs. I thought he was Magic Johnson. I thought he was Magic Johnson. Turned out he's James Harden. He's James Harden. That's who he is.
That's probably an insult to James Harden, honestly.
Well, he deserves insults, so fuck him.
Oh, okay. Right on. Damn, he played well game one.
Yeah, he plays well in game one of round one all the time. I've seen that movie before. I know how the shit ends.
As long as we don't get to game six, we good.
Tell that nigga to back out and apologize.
I mean, I can't. So I want to give Drake his flowers because not only is he creative in the AI with Snoop.
I didn't like the AI. I didn't like the AI.
Oh, my God. That was fucking hilarious.
No.
That was hilarious to me.
Before we even go here, to that particular part, because what happened before that was there was a purported Kendrick diss, Kendrick rebuttal, that was revealed to be AI.
That
went viral. So I don't know where in the timeline Drake decided to use AI. Snoop, baby, this was
the one was predicted to be AI because of the shitty way that he leaked it, sending it off to academics, not putting it on streaming, all of the little things that had everybody speculating. Is he not putting it on streaming because he doesn't want to know who wrote it?
Wait, which one?
Which
Right.
Does he not want people to see the credits?
Ooh. Yeah.
Which the AI leak?
No, yeah, push-ups. That just went to streaming 3 days ago. Right. Just went streaming 3 days ago.
And it was fire. Yeah,
of course it was smoke.
Yeah,
it was fire.
I liked push-ups.
It was not fire. There has not been any fire in this beef whatsoever. It was smoke.
The fact that he dissed
there was
that
no
nigga
fire.
From Snoop's perspective, from Tupac's perspective, in his own
fucking and even Snoop
was
even
fucking
Snoop himself said. Snoop himself said, "Oh, I'm going back to sleep." Anyway, he said that on IG. Look it up.
That's creative as fuck.
He was like, "What happened?"
Snoop himself said, "Anyway, I'm going back to bed. I don't know why y'all woke me up for this shit."
Honestly, real
niggas know that this is not a real beef.
I don't think that they hate each other, but
I think they should if they want to step in this fucking battle. Unless what they could do is establish it as, you know what, we're all friends and we just play in the dozens.
That's what I take it as. That's what I take it, which is why I thought your boy back it out was Shelby Sir Pusher.
No, I mean, it was beyond that.
I want to give Drake his, because it is like a lot of niggas coming at him when he has the crown, and I want to say that he may have lost the Pusher one slightly,
slightly.
Look,
you see how Stans just hedge every chance
all
they get.
All I'm saying is Drake's the only one out here that's coming at everybody with no backup. That's all I'm saying.
You're right about that.
I mean, he has more than one person to come at. So I guess, you know, sure.
But okay.
Yes, no, like, to that
like,
point.
Like as a big nigga, big Florida nigga, I get shaded for how much I love Rosé. Like that nigga just his beat selection, his flow. I fucking love Ross.
BBL Jizzy called his mommy on me.
Right.
Oh.
That nigga's hilarious.
That was fucking rat. And that was.
Drake showing the text messages with his mom was funny too. Like, damn, you
wouldn't
know. That was funny too.
He called him a racist. That was the whitest thing he could have done.
That is hilarious.
That's his white thought, and that is.
But coming
he's proving Ross's
someone
point at that point.
I mean, you know, I get called a white boy too. So
well,
I,
that's
because,
well,
I get called that. I am black boy. Just because I love pink nipples, I should not be.
See, you got your dockers on, but no underwear, white boy.
Right, right. But my point is.
Wait, pause. How do you know that?
Well, maybe they were at a Diddy party.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means. Oh, I hope not.
That's a Rick Ross line. It is.
So what song is that?
Y'all had me singing the whole thing in my head. Magnificent, I believe. Off Deeper Than Rap.
Magnificent, that song?
No, the one with John Legend on the chorus.
Oh, that's all you had to say. I went to sleep.
But wait, I could be dead wrong on that. Hold on.
If it's John Legend, no, because he does have that one good song with Nelly and them. What's the song with Nelly and John Legend?
Oh, that's Here I Am. That's all.
Yeah. I love that song. But Nelly saved it because John Legend's terrible. My point is that if you want to take a nap, listen to John Legend.
Doing the big, pulling it up in the 911.
I can't. My point is that Drake doesn't back down from all these niggas coming at him, and I appreciate it.
Drake may not back down from all these niggas.
Super high. It was super high with Neo. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have shit to say about Meg, so he backed down from her. He backed down from her.
What was one of the first people?
Meg was
the
one that came in
out with that surgery.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Yes. You remember that?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
She was one of the first people to call him out for getting plastic surgery.
Could he really come at her, though?
Yeah,
no, like, that might look bad.
Yes, with the whole Tory Lanez thing.
Nigga, it's hip-hop.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, one would get say off, she did it.
Get off TikTok and rap. I'm tired of this shit.
Rap. Stop talking about
get your bitch ass in the booth.
And stop talking about how big your house
you, and you, all of y'all niggas.
Get and stop comparing houses. This shit is wet. Stop comparing houses.
Yeah. Like you're showing off your house to people to
regular
to fucking middle class people. Like we don't care about that shit.
What?
Or his plane?
Or his plane? No, none of that. We don't really care. That's why, and we can segue right here.
Well, Juwan, Juwan, I don't know if you need to be in this conversation though.
I mean,
Juwan's like he has a cargo plane.
Juwan was just like, I mean, 50,000 is cute.
Like, to be fair, he does live in the ghetto. 50,000 square feet.
But no.
So you go.
The ghetto.
Which is why I appreciate the real MVP of the rap beef so far. This rapping R&B ass nigga Chris Brown. I honestly did not expect.
Mwah. Beautiful little beautiful.
Have you heard of Devin?
That damn takeoff line was the highlight of the year.
Devin, you haven't heard it?
I've heard what it was talking about, but I haven't heard the actual.
You haven't heard the actual song.
You might need to hear it.
You will hear it on the replay. So
the best thing that happened in 2024 outside of Cat Williams and
Caitlin Clark. Yeah, the takeoff point might have been the takeoff line. That was a bridge too far.
Didn't you say it should have been him or something?
Why would you pull up there?
And he talked about Karrueche and Saweetie or something.
Yeah.
Saweetie.
They say revenge is sweet. Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm with Pusha T. There are no rules in the rap beat. There's no such thing as too far. I'm with I stand with Push.
Push is the horse that I'm always going to be backing. But what was I going to say? Like,
there's no rules.
But yeah, no, like, I mean, that was fine with me. Like, I thought, I think it was too far, but I mean, I'm not going to say. Like,
what's that?
Pieces do not think about this. You know what I mean?
Pusher went pretty far with the.
Oh yeah.
Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got that minute?
That was a little.
Yeah.
So I think it was like a Chris Brown thing.
And we remember in it. It was a perfect line for a rap beat. That's what I need in my life. And did anybody get hurt off of it? Everybody still good? All right. So see, we can do this.
Gave the father because of
we can do this. We can do this. They just got to do it.
Son has an active father because of the story of Adidon.
And yes. You're all welcome.
That's
right.
I don't know if y'all knew, like about an hour ago, Quavo responded.
Yeah, the white woman was just playing and I
air quotes. All he did was say pussy 4,000 times.
Wow. Yeah, he called him pussy. He called him a bitch ass nigga. Mentioned something about.
I bet that's what he got a bullet with his name on it because he mentioned takeoff. So, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, he was mad about the takeoff. I mean, yeah, you can be mad about the takeoff line, but okay.
Hey. Now, are we scared that this is going to go into East Coast, West Coast type shit? Or
you know what?
I'm thinking about it. But because Chris Brown gets unhinged.
We don't want it to go there, though, as right.
Okay.
As,
no, we definitely don't want it to get that way.
Here's my thing.
They could burn that ground.
Oh, God.
Here's my thing. To me, it's not a legitimate beef if you don't at least have that thought in your mind. Could this go farther than it's supposed to go? Otherwise, they just play a pity pat. They shadow box it. Mm-hmm. I want haymakers, and that's what we got.
Yeah, haymakers to the fact where it's like, all right, after the match is over, we dap up and go about our business. UFC.
That's NBA competition. That's Banana Boat Brothers, and that's fine. That's cool. That's got to happen way down the line. That's got to be Jadakiss and Beans finally linking up like 10 years later.
I know and who Jadakiss is.
That means it's a beef that's not BBC. About. That beef.
I've heard of that person.
About who's better at rap, though.
You said what?
Like that? Yeah, that would be a beef that is about that says excuse me, that would be a beef that's not about who's the best. Mm-hmm. That what you're talking about, you know, personal stuff. We're talking about personal stuff, going for, you know, below the belt, for the jugular and all of that. Because Quavo and Chris Brown's beef was not about who's the best rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got
that's what I said. Yeah. There's beef and there's playing the dungeons. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to label some shit Drake, a beef,
you know.
If you want to label some shit a beef, you got to go there. Even Ja Rule went there. M, you claim your mother's a crackhead and Kim is a known slut. So what's Haley going to be when she grows up?
Oh, yeah.
So are we going
to... All right. That's what we need if it's a beef.
So did Rick Ross never like Drake?
Yeah.
He did. That, they did a lot of stuff together.
Yeah,
they did a lot of stuff together.
Because he can... Yeah, they did.
Because Ross put Drake on stage even so that he could discomment. So they've been all right for a minute.
Or,
and he even said, okay, did you listen to Ross beef? Did you listen to Ross's diss track? Because he talked about the whole lineage of things at the end of that track. You got to go listen to that track. He talked about like why
it just seemed, it sounded like a dope song to me. I didn't really hear.
No, he said you this ain't the same white boy that I met when we was doing all them hits together. When I had all of my niggas around you and we was pulling them sticks out, supporting you and shit. You that wasn't you.
I feel like he always thought like this is a corny ass nigga.
Of course. Everybody thinks that except you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
true. I don't think Drake corny.
He's the corniest thing that ever happened in hip hop. Ever.
Try. He might ever. Try. And you can't even sometimes.
Deny it. No. These are pleas being cocked. I'm not listening to that.
I'm just saying, like, he tried.
No.
I think Drake wants to be accepted, and
you're proving his point.
You're proving his point. I think a lot of people.
Nah, huh? That's corny. You're not being yourself. You're being what other people want you to be. That's corny. Fuck out of here. I don't know anybody else in rap who's gonna go on Chelsea Handler's show and say that he drinks white wine spritzers because that's his drink of choice, and that he feels like a golden girl from the 40s and hands out pillows to people. All right. I don't know anybody else in rap who gonna do shit like that. Get the fuck out my face with that, bro.
If that's what you do.
Stop it.
We all love Chelsea Handler. When 50 fucking hurt?
Yeah, and when he said that, he said, I feel like a golden girl from the 40s. He said, yeah, either that or a flaming homosexual.
Oh, my God.
It's on YouTube. I'm just reporting the news.
Look, we don't need any Ravens.
And 50 is having the most fun with all of this shit.
Like, that nigga is having the most fun out of all of this. He's just a downright villain. My point is,
What's funny is Rick Ross is doing exactly what 50 Cent was doing to him.
Right.
Yes.
That is true. But I think that we should give Drake is one of the greatest we've ever seen. And I don't
when
think
he raps. That, yes. When he raps. Otherwise, fuck out of here.
So I feel like people are just ganging up on him and I don't like it, but I like that he's fighting back.
I mean, he's swinging at the air like Trey from Boys
in the Hood. Everybody can't be wrong. It really feels like everybody's been talking about him.
He didn't hit Kendrick. He poked at him because Kendrick ain't said shit yet. That's all that is.
He talked about
he's doing the same shit that he did with, like, what was that victory lap thing right before?
Meek Mill.
No, that was charged up and back to back. I'm talking about he dropped two joints on Pusha T before Adidon because he was taking a victory lap because Push took his time doing Adidon. So Drake felt comfortable and did some little victory lap type joint and came out like, hey, I'm still here. Where you at, motherfucker? I'm still here. That's exactly what he just did to Kendrick. He ain't really swing at the nigga. He ain't saying shit that's really actually provoking him to put all of this shit out.
Interesting that you say that. If that's the timeline for what happened with Push and Drake, should we be worried with Kendrick?
Drake ought to be worried like a motherfucker. He really should. Because what do we actually think is going to happen when Kendrick comes back? You think he's going to just, like, not say anything?
I don't know. You think 50% of it is going to that nigga that he talked about.
Whatever it is, you better
Drake
hope that
to talk?
He needs 50% of his shit at the crib. Because I think when Kendrick comes back, there's about to be problems.
Yeah, there's about to be problems. Back.
What happens when Baby divides the pie? Pusha T talked about that, too. Mm-hmm. Look at his split.
I mean...
Rick Ross talked about that too. Go make Wayne some more money.
Trick Daddy too. All of them
Trick
got
Daddy making show. Money off of Drake.
Ooh. No, Trick Daddy stepped to Baby talking about the shit that he was doing to Lil Wayne and fucking up with his contract. Trick Daddy and Rock.
They settled that beef.
Yeah, but I'm saying that Trick and Ross have charged up Baby for how he does his splits.
I mean, they're all crooks in the music business, honestly.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's the only way you make it in music businesses, I think. So.
But yeah, are we done?
I think the only halfway real one might be Jimmy Iovine, but like, you know,
is that Aftermath guy or no?
Yeah, Interscope. That's Interscope. Yeah, that's
right.
Who owns?
I should get credit for that.
You should. Kudos.
Thank
you.
All right, Juwan, next topic.
You want to talk about wrestling?
My best friend is back in the wrestling.
The
trend.
Way that you niggas' eyes live.
Let's take it there.
Go ahead,
Lord.
I do have a question right off the bat.
Damn, so, I'm missing Raw, by the way, for the playoffs. But go ahead. I like
it. Don't worry, it's recorded. It'll be on Hulu and Peacock tomorrow.
It's on Peacock. Yeah.
So, Cody Rhodes. Does the black delegation root for Cody Rhodes?
Not en masse, no.
Okay.
You know, you're gonna have a few Cody crybabies that leak out every now and then. But
I know his wife is black. And when Selena and I was watching the match a couple of weeks ago, she kept calling him MAGA. So I was like,
that's not it.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not MAGA by any stretch. But if you're talking about him being a favorite of the black Zulu nation over the Rock, nah, man.
Nah. Okay.
That's gotta go. Because real niggas know the best version of the Rock is the heel version of the Rock. That's what we tune in for. That and Rock and Sock Connection. If he's not out there with Mick Foley, I want him pissing people off.
Mm.
That's the version of the Rock I want.
Now I did love that. I did like that match because when the Rock came out. And then, especially when
he took out Cena, and then Undertaker with the lights off, lights on joint.
That was cinema. That was dope. Should have been Stone Cold, but Stone Cold doesn't really have a dog in the fight. But it was
supposed to be Stone Cold, but the money wasn't right, so they got Undertaker instead.
Okay.
They do everything they can to make that glass break at WrestleMania. But also, Undertaker has the longest streak at WrestleMania, so like having him there was appropriate too.
Okay.
So it was a no lose. It was a win-win situation. Yeah.
Jamel, take a picture of this moment right now. I am so proud of my two sons talking about wrestling right now. Oh my god, that just warmed my heart. Oh my god.
You've been really trying forever to get everybody back on wrestling.
Oh my god, that was great.
I'm actually kind of back, pretty much back into it now. You know, I was younger in college and stuff. I was watching all the time, but now I'm back. That match.
Triple H and Shawn Michaels are doing an incredible job running WrestleMania or running WWE rather. Awesome job. Because Shawn Michaels is the head of recruitment for the women's division. And if you've been paying attention to what the women have been doing lately, it's very much like college hoops. Like, they've been come up.
Jamel, would you give us 30 seconds? Because there are some – I don't know if y'all watch NXT.
Jade?
They got some
– Jade?
Yeah. Well, no, you're talking about the main roster, which we'll
can
get
you
to.
Can you keep your eyes open?
Let's go NXT. Please? We can go NXT. Let's go NXT.
No, they have some thoroughbreds in NXT. If you – That Jada Parker.
Jada Parker. Miss Parker?
Oh, my God. She is thick as a snicker.
And she got that move that she does in the corner that's almost like Rafiki.
Oh, my God.
Or Rikishi. I said Rafiki. Rikishi.
I knew what you meant. If she can stink face me anytime she wants to.
Yo.
With my tongue all the way.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're gonna take it there. She is breathtaking. I'm sorry, but yeah, go back. So the Black Queens on WWE, Naomi, the veteran,
Jade, the new thing,
my boo, Bianca Belair.
Oh, Bianca is everything.
Oh my God, Jamel, are you into these Black Queens?
I have not had the pleasure of viewing.
That's exactly what it is, though. It's a pleasure.
It is this black girl magic is something else. Like, these are three perfect.
I've heard about them.
They are amazing.
One has really defined abs, right?
Was it last year or the year before that they did the co-main event, first women's match?
There was Sasha and Bianca. Then you had Becky, Charlotte, and who was the third? Ronda. So they've been doing women main events like the last 3-4 years, which I can commend them that they are finally out of the divas part of wrestling and into like women actually
out here balling
performers. Right.
Yes.
Right. They can wrestle just like the guys can.
Yeah. Like, get, so like, I the, love the Trish Stratus-ness of it is done.
Chris big fan Brown of Trish, by has, the way.
Amen.
Weighed in on what he thought about Quavius's response.
That's a bucket.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, y'all are going to hate this. He's on Instagram, and he just,
bye.
A lot of tomato emojis.
Oh, he threw tomatoes at him? Emojis. That's funny. But, Juwan.
Yeah, he said, come on, Quavius.
Would you say that?
But I mean, he's right though, because that shit sucks. But go ahead.
You will be checking in on pay-per-views or watching occasionally. How are you now coming out of WrestleMania?
I'm gonna watch it occasionally. I missed what it was, a SmackDown of the night. But I'm gonna watch
wrestling is very hard to watch week to week. You have to be a nerd like me to watch.
That's real.
Well, I'm not definitely
every show.
That's real.
Raw is 3 hours. SmackDown is two.
It's 2 hours. Yeah.
So, oh no, I can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to be like crazy, like
but, still of the Attitude Era mentality.
Yeah, okay. Like, well, I'll just be a casual viewer.
But next week we do have another pay per view. It's Backlash. It's WrestleMania Backlash held in France.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Where Depths we will have. They've been going a lot of international before WrestleMania. It was Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia, 58,000. So they should have another. They love doing these stadium shows in different countries.
They were traveling to Paris during the Attitude Era.
Yeah,
I remember D'Lo Brown was talking about like going to the opening of
D'Lo Brown.
Of, was it Disney Paris?
Oh, okay. That was when he was shaking the head and European champion D'Lo Brown.
Are the women in France? Because I will go back and watch the women's event on Peacock. But I kind of want to see it live. I want to see them live.
Absolutely. They'll be there. So Rhea Ripley, Monday night, last Monday, had to unfortunate injury and had to drop the women's title. So tonight, the main event is a battle royal, which
tonight?
Yeah, on Monday Night Raw tonight.
Interesting.
30 minutes.
Is it on now? Oh, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 30 minutes, they'll be having a battle royal, which I predict Nia Jax will win, but that's just my opinion.
Fuck my proposal, man.
She'll be the new champion. Whoever wins that will be the new champion moving forward. She got injured, unfortunately, so I had to drop the title. And then Bayley, I don't know if Bayley's gonna fight at the pay per view. I don't know. She won on the first night of, was that first night or second night? Second night.
Okay, well I'll definitely tune in while I'm writing out this proposal. But yeah. But I'm excited. I'm interested in seeing the women fight and definitely, you know, watching more. Is WrestleMania, is that just once a year?
It's every March. Yeah.
So you have the big four, really. It's Royal Rumble in January.
Okay.
WrestleMania late March, early April. SummerSlam, August. And then Survivor Series in November. Yep. And those are the big four.
And SmackDown is like still every week.
Yeah, every week, Friday, yes.
Yeah, they moved from Thursday to Friday.
Yeah.
Friday night SmackDown.
Yep.
All right. So, I would definitely be casual viewing. Yeah.
It's a good time for wrestling. The Rock brought a lot of eyes back on it, which is great for their move to Netflix. So they'll be moving to Netflix in that big move in January. So it won't be on cable TV anymore, where, you know, Netflix
is. Oh, yeah, that is right. They're on there.
But wait, they still got a Peacock deal, though, don't they?
Yeah, that's for the premium live events.
Yeah, so for pay-per-views and stuff.
Netflix will have Monday Night Raw.
Have week to week, right? Yeah.
And then SmackDown is going to the CW, I believe. So
that's interesting. That's Warner Brothers, right?
So they're trying to, I think, so SmackDown will move to Tuesday, back to Tuesdays. And, you know, Netflix wants to be on live. They want to be into live sports like everybody else. So that's why they got that big deal. So we'll see how that goes. And it'll be Monday, Tuesday, and then NXT Wednesday is what I'm hearing.
So, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I do have one other sports topic. Okay, Thursday is the live auction for the slave niggas out of college.
Oh, good Lord.
Thoughts on, I know my best friend is a former Bears fan, but are you excited about the addition of Caleb Williams?
Okay. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Surely not.
Nope. Is that because you're still out on football, or you don't like Caleb Williams?
It's mostly that, but then it's also the belief that I have in Justin Fields and the fact that I think he got done dirty. And I wasn't ready to be done with him.
Can we say that?
There's way too much potential that was wasted on them around him, but instead just throwing all their chips at this untapped potential. It reminds me a lot of the Cavs dumping Kevin Love for Andrew Wiggins and seeing how
they got a championship.
Not with Andrew Wiggins.
No, they traded him.
Right. To Minnesota.
Yeah.
So basically Minnesota giving up on Kevin Love for Andrew Wiggins.
I was about to say the Cavs, they got a championship out of
it. Yeah, that was my bad. It reminded me of Minnesota giving up on Kevin Love for Andrew Wiggins.
They got Carl Anthony Towns because of that. Or not Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards now.
That's so far down the line. That
so do you not think Caleb Williams is going to be good?
What?
I don't think Justin Fields is any good.
Okay.
So, I have a lot of Bears fans. For some reason, my dad lived in Chicago and my brothers were born there. I have no really understanding of that, but they're huge Bears fans. And I was on the train that they should have got Justin Fields up out of there last year, because I do not think he's good. I think that organization has not been giving him a fair shot as far as head coaches. But when he's been on the field, he doesn't look good. He runs the ball. Like, when they ask him to play quarterback, he fails to me as a quarterback from the pocket. There's a lot. Like, he had DJ Moore last year.
How many seasons has he had?
Is it four?
Four. Okay.
And he's nowhere near what my white savior, Trevor Lawrence, has done. So, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Guys, are we...
I mean, you give that white boy too much credit, but
he's about to sign a $500 million contract. So please, he's about to be in your tax bracket. So we need to respect him. Respect my white savior of Trevor Lawrence. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I've never loved a white man as much as I love him. Mm. He believes in Black Lives Matter.
Why? Did he put a black square on his Instagram or something?
He marched for his teammates in Clemson, South Carolina. Do you know how hard that is for a white man in the South?
So we're congratulating him.
Like, the money is fine, but like, Jaylen Brown signed a $300 million contract. He still ain't got no left hand.
First off, Jaylen Brown is the second best player on a really good team. I'm not going to shade him. But he is not Trevor Lawrence, okay?
Gotcha.
Trevor Lawrence is like Jason Tatum.
Okay!
Jamal, don't do that. They're about to get your quarterback up out of there. You're about to lose Dak, and your life is going to be hell.
Yeah.
As a Dallas Cowboys fan.
When have I ever been a DeLulu Dallas Cowboys fan? I know. We're good enough to get to the playoffs, and that is it.
Right.
Okay? So,
I'm not on the team, so I can't talk shit about it.
It is what it is. Stop smiling, Trey.
No. Fly, Eagles, fly.
How can you be a Bears and an Eagles fan?
Donovan McNabb.
Oh, Chicago.
He sure is.
Right.
He sure is.
I love Chunky Campbell's soup. I used to love those commercials. So are you guys going to watch, Jamel, will you be posting draft photos of these young men in their suits on Thursday?
Yes, I will. I will. I am a minimalist. I don't know. Yes, I will. But they better wow me.
Okay.
I'm not posting you if I just see a simple fucking black tux.
I mean, there is a commercial. I don't know if my best friend has seen it, of the throwback to Carmelo's draft, where they're showing the suits that they wore back then.
With Kendrick Perkins in
there. You see this? 2003? That shit is hilarious.
If you just wear like a brown tux or whatever, if you're boring.
They all out there wearing chopper suits.
No, I'm not going to.
I ain't gonna hold you, Jamel.
I need Sometimes you to have fucking Russell Westbrook energy.
I mean, well, most of them are Negroes.
I need you to have Russell Westbrook energy.
Yeah, Negroes do like
that's a lot, though. Russell Westbrook be wild. Go ahead, Juwan.
Yeah, I'll say that most of
them comes there in construction Negroes. Jackets.
Right.
Thank you, Juwan.
What I was saying was that most of them are Negroes, so I will expect to see a bunch of colorful suits, like, you know, Easter. So.
Right, give me some like little stitching on the inside that means something to you. Yeah, like so, I'm excited about that. I am totally prepared to cry on Thursday night because that's what the Jaguars do. They let me down. I'm gonna formally say on this podcast that if we draft Rome Odunze, I am out. Just want to put that out there.
We forgot to talk about X-Men.
Oh, well, last subject. Let's wrap it.
Yeah, last subject. We wrap it up here.
Go ahead.
Let's just wrap it up. Has everybody caught up?
Yes.
Best friend, do you watch X-Men?
Have you seen that episode 6?
Hell yes.
You
watched
it together.
Okay, not bad. X-Men. I didn't want to. Okay.
Yo, so, this.
We're all product of the 80s, okay? Well,
X-Men 97,
but
hit every box. Yeah. It's checking every box.
Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yo,
hold up, nigga. I'm loving all. I heard you.
Who's your favorite character? Let's go. Let's go around the room.
Storm.
Yep. Always has been to me. That hasn't changed.
Devin.
No. Did not say who I think about.
Second favorite is Nightcrawler, but he hasn't really done anything.
Oh, are we talking about of all time or just on X-Men 97?
That's a good question.
Yeah, X-Men, just X-Men.
Oh, my favorite X-Men. Probably Rogue.
You gotta think about it. That hard? What? I need you to clarify that. I know you said Rogue, 93 Rogue or 97 Rogue, because that's different.
No, the thicker road. The thicker road.
Okay, I'm not even.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, nasty.
If you know, know.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. But, Devin, I know you had a lot that you wanted to discuss regarding the white women in this show.
Absolutely. We all know that I tend to be a fan of the white women, but there's one particular that has really grinded my gears on X-Men. And it is, I've been in nonstop.
Oh my God, what a shot.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I'm assuming he's watching the Knicks Sixers game.
Yeah.
Jean Grey is the absolute worst character I have ever seen. She is unbelievably selfish on this show.
Wait a minute.
Lucky ass role.
Jean or
Jean
or Green? What was it? Okay. Wait a minute. Which one?
Pryor.
Yeah.
Madeline Pryor or Jean Grey?
Jean is selfish.
He's talking about Jean.
Whoa, they carried Larry off. Jean.
No, I want to see this. Which Jean Grey? Jean Grey before episode three, or Jean or
the current Jean one? Jean? That was that parted the Red Sea, made out with Wolverine, went and read Cyclops' mind, got mad at him talking to the mother of his child, and then didn't confess to her infidelities and made him feel like shit. What the fuck is going on?
Well, there's a context. Well, here's the context behind that, though. You got to understand the context. Jean did not marry Scott. So she is only.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. We don't know when they got switched.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. I will give you that.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay. Well, then. Well, I will have a point then, because I was gonna say if Jean didn't marry Scott. If Jean didn't marry Scott, then she still has feelings for Wolverine.
It don't matter if she has feelings for Wolverine, though. That's the point. She can. Well, that's kind of worse. That's kind of bad too. But it is bad. Yeah. But it's not okay for her to like. Well, she knows how Wolverine feels for her because he helped her, and Wolverine sadly is lovesick. But the fact that she initiated the kiss would have let Wolverine clap those cheeks if he pushed it. Like, if Wolverine was like, oh, yeah, I like it, and gave in to his inner feelings, he would have clapped those cheeks.
Probably.
And then she still didn't say anything to Cyclops. Like, that's crazy to me. So, Jamel,
I mean, I understand.
Because I've been arguing with women, and I don't understand it. As a woman, if you're going through a midlife crisis, you see Trey got somebody pregnant who he thought was you, put yourself in Jean Grey's shoes. Are you mad at my best friend for talking to the baby mama who he thought was you?
Why am I being asked to speak for women?
Because all the women I've asked have said that he should have known and all this other, like, he should have known. It's a clone. That's what I'm saying.
There's no way to have known.
Yeah, nigga, he should have known by the coochie. Like, I literally got that. I swear to you.
It would have been the same. What are we talking about here?
That's what I'm telling you what women have told me. He should have known by what I do. I'm like, Wolverine has superhuman smelling. And he couldn't tell. That's what I'm saying. But women that I talk to have all been on Jean Grey's side and like, yeah, Scott's in the wrong for talking to this.
Jean Grey legit cheated on him.
Well, yeah, she did. But yeah, you know what, Devin? I'm on your side. I feel what you're saying because she should not be mad. When he's talking to Madeline, because
like, wherever she has been.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. We don't know how long, you know, she was away for or where she even was. But when she finally came back, I'm pretty sure the first thing she was going to want to do was see Scott.
Yeah. Right. Well,
and then, of course, you have this other chick here. You find out that you've been cloned. And he thinks that it's been you the whole time. You can't really be mad at Cyclops for that, but it's just a little weird. I understand why Jean would feel a way about it. But, you wanted to talk, girlfriend.
I think she went a little too hard on him, especially considering that is the mother of his child that they had to give up because of what Sinister did. So, you know, You can't be mad because he still wants to have
memories.
He still wants to have his connection, you know, to that. So yeah, I
but where does that leave her? I mean, Wolverine aside, where does that leave the real Jean Grey?
Personally, why don't she just go to Wolverine and Scott go to Madam?
That may happen.
That'll make everybody happy in my
opinion.
That may happen. We'll see. So, you know what? But on the show itself, this was also another show that did not catch me in the first.
The first two episodes were fine.
You know what? Because he was like a teenager probably when this came out.
Oh, okay.
Like the three of us.
Every Saturday morning was appointment television.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, yes. Yes, that is true. Almost, but still.
Almost.
We were kids.
It just didn't catch me in the same. Yeah, it did not hit me in the same nostalgia as it was hitting y'all. I don't even think I finished the original series. I mean, but I do like it now. I mean, it just took five episodes. It just took those five episodes for it to actually happen.
So you weren't in until
an episode five.
I wasn't in until the Tulsa Massacre is when I got into it. So
really,
mm-hmm.
You're muted.
It didn't really turn up to action until episode 5.
They were
throwing out a little bit here and there.
Episode 4 was trash, but every other episode has been fine.
Episode 6 was
trash. Yeah, I didn't like episode 4 either.
That brings me to my question of last week.
But I think there was more setup for the plot than there was X-Men.
Yeah.
We needed that bridge. We need that bridge, but I don't. I mean, I didn't like the plot. I just didn't like the plot contrived. Is that he came out that
Storm finally got her.
That she got her powers back because.
Let me ask y'all a question. That's my question.
Yeah.
Did she ever really lose her powers, or were they just
dormant? No. She was doubting herself.
So she always had her powers. That's what I was like, wait a minute. So she never lost.
She just had to tap into her real nigga shit.
So she never really lost the shit. I thought I was crazy.
Like, all you have to do is go to rehab.
Basically, her mind.
You have to go to therapy and you'll get your powers back.
Right.
I talked to my therapist last week. That was a hell of a therapy session, boy. I tell you. Anyway, my point is, people will fuck you up. So the fact that this nigga shot her and she lost the power to control lightning is crazy.
Yeah. So
they still ain't got it back.
And little Lane tell you he love you. She got it back now.
At the end of 6, right?
Yeah.
At the end of 6.
Yeah.
So are we?
She had to believe.
So are we believing that Gambit is dead?
Yes.
They could do some timey-wimey shit
because Cable isn't playing.
Because if that's the case, Magneto's dead.
That was my next question. Is Magneto dead?
Rogue lost both of her boobs.
Magneto will never die.
The only reason I don't think Magneto is dead is because...
Did y'all see The Watcher? In episode 5?
Yes. I didn't know what that meant at the time.
I did not.
He was like looking over in the sky and everything.
Yeah, so his eyes were stars.
Is that tying some shit into What If or something because the Watcher is in there? Or are we just going to or it's just an Easter egg?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't answer that question.
But yes. Maybe, but apparently he's like just always around watching shit, and especially when shit pops off, he's always going to be watching it because he can't do nothing about it.
Interesting. Well, I'd be interested in seeing how this goes. How many episodes
it's like an Easter egg, like basically saying, I don't know. Hopefully not. Okay. Just 10.
It's 10
episodes.
It's 10.
Okay. Then that gay nigga that got fired. Then he said something about he was just warming up.
Oh, the guy that originally wrote it.
The guy who wrote it and was show running it. He got
They said episode 8 is the turd up.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. I'm curious. I guess, because we have 7 this week. So we assuming Professor X is back this week?
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna jump right into Professor X.
Did y'all feel away when that girl called us the ghetto?
the Milky Way ghetto.
Right. I was like,
that was hilarious.
That was a bar.
Right.
And I agree because there's got to be life outside of Earth that's better.
And they think that we're trash.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because if we think we're trash, it's got to be somebody else looking at us.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like that's why the Independence Day aliens came here. Like they need direct.
Yeah.
Like they need our help.
Like every movie where they have aliens, they always have the aliens looking like, not looking, but like
way smarter than
they are. Man, that brother is stuck.
We are the fucking
right. Y'all wasted this planet. Give it to us. And we're like, you can't have it. So, yep. Is that everything that we discussed? Everything.
Yeah.
I do have one announcement. Yes. We are 2 months away from House of the Dragon. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not preparing for your rewatch, make sure you have, because we're going right into coverage of House of the Dragon, and I got plans. This will be the best podcast that Edit That Out has ever put out.
All right now. No words, but we will definitely make it happen.
I can't wait to see y'all cry.
Okay. So with all of that being said then, Jamil, you're going to
find. You are more than welcome to find me on Twitter or Instagram at Jamel Mybelle. That is JAMELLEMYBELLE. If you're looking to find me anywhere else, like Facebook or something like that, there's a fee.
And Devin?
You can find me on Twitter at Devin Lamar.
With two R's.
Talk about it.
And Trey?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at underscore TR3Y underscore.
All right. And you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, is JTD. That is JAYTEEDE. If you're looking to find my wife, don't. Because I don't play that shit.
You don't even let niggas hug her.
But thank you very, very much for listening. We appreciate every single last one of you. We will be joining you again next week where we are going to break a cardinal rule and talk about Fight Club. Because one of these casual niggas here, one we mentioned, which one has never seen it. But he may have watched it already since he asked us about it, but has never seen
it. No, I didn't, because what you said we're going to do it for the... I mean, Trey didn't, because he said that we were going to watch it for the pod. So, Trey, I can't believe you've never seen Fight Club before. That's disappointing.
Yeah, that's who said that?
Oh, my God.
You did. You said you never see that. We're going to find it on Monday.
Wait, I said I've never seen Fight Club?
Yes, and then Juwan was like, you fucking casual. And I'm like, don't talk about my best friend like that.
Where the hell was I when this conversation involving me actually happened? Because I got Fight Club right there on my wall. I watched it like 8,000 times. I can quote that movie. What are you talking about?
Trey's the one that introduced Fight Club to me.
I put R onto it.
Oh, so you'll be here next week to talk about your just seeing it for the first time?
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So next week we will be breaking the cardinal rule and talking about Fight Club, which I'm sure that's going to be an exciting time. It's like literally my absolute favorite movie.
I don't even know why we doing this conversation right now.
I'm going to see your letterbox, Juwan. You have a lot of movies that you watch, but you didn't rate them.
Oh, I got to fix that because I need to go back and do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trey, you got to get your letterbox fixed that way because I thought you didn't watch it. That's why I thought that.
Letterbox.
It's a site where you catalog your movies.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate every single last one of you, and we will talk to y'all next week when we discuss Fight Club.
Peace.
Farewell.
Bye bye.
This nigga was so confused. He was like, "What are you talking about?" I felt like I was alone out there. I thought you were gonna throw me some. This nigga's like, "Hell no, I got it right there on the wall." Help me,
nigga.
Now, what was going on in your back, in your green room? Were you drinking white wine spritzer?
I was. That's my drink of choice. I'm like a golden girl from Fort Lauderdale or something. You know?
Or you're a flaming homosexual. What?
That's not the way to start off.
No, it isn't. We got off on the wrong tone.
I like Hennessy, which I can still taste in my mouth from last night.